When I was 13 and in middle school, my class went to this one wildlife place. It was the first field trip of the year, so it was still very warm outside and there was pretty nice weather. We boarded the bus from school and it took us to this park that had lots of trails. There was also a lot of different types of plants and flowers, which is part of what we were there for. They also had a building and some tour guides who talked to us for a while. I don't remember a ton of details because it was a really long time ago, but I do know that at one point we went outside towards some of the trails. The tour guide was speaking, but taking forever to move from one place to another. We were sort of allowed to walk around and go on our own, but we were supposed to stay in the general area. There were a ton of kids though, so I remember that my friend Austin and I kind of wandered off together. Austin and I were pretty good friends, and we would talk all the time during class. I remember that we went down this trail, and it kind of went around the corner. Austin and I just sort of kept walking, and we were talking to each other. Before we knew it, we were a long ways from the rest of the class, and we were pretty deep into the woods. I didn't really think much of it though, and we just continued to walk down the trail. Eventually, the trail got more and more narrow, and the woods became more dense. When we got to that part, both of us heard a noise and some movement coming from deeper in the woods off the trail. We couldn't see where it was coming from exactly, but we decided to go closer, being the curious kids that we were. I think that we were both thinking and expecting it to maybe be some kind of an animal. I know I was. However, after we went off the trail and made it through the trees, we reached a small clearing. Inside that clearing, there were these two guys standing by a tree and smoking. I'm not sure what exactly they were smoking, but the guys looked to maybe be in their late teens or so. Austin and I figured that they went into the woods to do drugs and so they wouldn't be seen, so we quickly turned around. The guys did not say anything, and we kept going down the path farther away from our class. We probably should have just gone back right then and there, and I'm not really sure why we didn't, but nevertheless, we continued to go down the path for some time. We talked, and basically we were just bored and wandering around. After like 10 minutes, we reached what was pretty much a dead end. The path made it to this marshland, and there was no bridge or anything. We walked along the edge of it for a while. As we were doing that, we started to hear footsteps behind us on the path. However, they were around a corner in a location that we could not see. They were also pretty far back. The footsteps sort of stopped though. Then, moments later, a rock flew towards us from around the corner. I didn't see at first where it had come from exactly. But a few moments later, I saw somebody come around the corner for just a second and throw another rock. That one went flying towards us and just barely missed. It looked like the guys we had seen who had been smoking. They were now throwing rocks at us. Moments later, the other guy came out and tossed a rock. This throw was much better and got even closer. Austin and I didn't want to wait around any longer. We turned and started running along the marshland. Then we turned and cut through the thick woods, not even going on the path. We knew the basic way to get back to the main area, so we were trying to get there by any means. After running for a while, we soon heard footsteps a ways behind us. I figured that the two guys were chasing us. They were a long ways back, but it made us go even faster. We kept running until we stopped hearing the footsteps. Eventually, we found a path again. Then we continued to lightly jog until we had made it back to the class. They had only moved like 30 feet, and one of the guides was still speaking. I don't think anybody even knew that we had left. I'm not sure who those guys were that we saw, but they seemed to have bad intentions. Maybe they were mad that we saw them doing drugs, or maybe they thought it was just a joke. Either way, I'm glad that we got away from them. One time back when I was in high school, one of my classes went on a field trip to a history museum. It was a history class, and there were about 30 kids in it. One of those kids in particular was a guy who I really didn't like at all, and he didn't like me either. For this story, I'm just going to call him John. So John was always kind of a jerk. He was a bully and a troublemaker. When he was in class, he would always sit in the back and usually sleep for the whole hour, or secretly vape by sticking his head in his shirt. During my freshman year, I had to be his partner on a class project, and he was rude to me and unfair the whole time. That's kind of what led to us being sort of enemies. And for some reason, we always seemed to have classes together. In this history class, I would just try to avoid him. I know that he had gotten suspended at one point for actually punching another kid in the school. I didn't think that it was worth my time to fight him, though. I was a member of the high school baseball team, and I didn't want to get in trouble. John wasn't involved in any activities, so he had nothing to lose, I guess. Anyways, we went on this field trip to the history museum. There were lots of exhibits and things to look at. It was pretty much what you would expect from a history museum, and at one point we were free to roam around the museum how we wanted to. So I remember that there was this one exhibit in particular of like an old town. There was a glass wall with railing a little more than waist high. I was looking at the town and sort of leaning over to see better because it was a very cool exhibit. It was kind of like those train cities that people build, but this was of an old-fashioned town, so there was a lot of things to look at. I remember that in the middle of this, all of a sudden, I felt someone sort of grab me from behind and push me over. As I was falling, I saw that it was John who had pushed me. I fell over the railing and right next to the city. By extreme luck, I didn't break anything. I had mostly landed next to the city. However, I knocked over a few of the buildings and stuff on the edge of it, but mostly things were fine. When I looked up, John was far off, like 15 feet away now, and sort of laughing. As I started to get up, I saw that everyone in the room was now looking at me. It was very embarrassing. The lady who worked at the museum got mad and started to yell at me. I started to pick up the things that fell over and was told to stop and not touch anything. She told me to get out of there, so I did. The lady seemed to not see that I had been pushed, and it appeared as though she had the impression that I had just jumped in to be funny or something. She scolded me, and I told her that I had been pushed, but for some reason she didn't seem to believe me. I looked over to John and said that he had pushed me over. By now, John was on the complete other side of the room, and he was walking away even farther. I was so mad, and I went over to find John, but by that point he had left the room. I found another kid who I knew, and I told him how John had pushed me over. The kid said that he didn't see it, but at least he seemed to actually believe me. Apparently, nobody else in the room had seen me get pushed and didn't really know what had happened. As the day went on at the History Museum, I didn't see John for almost the entire rest of the time. I was kind of glad that I didn't see him, but I also wanted to give him a piece of my mind. So, finally, when the field trip was over and we were about to leave, I saw John again. By that time, I had cooled down, and I decided to just ignore him and not confront him or anything. So we all boarded the bus back and went back to school. When we arrived back, it was just in time for our final classes of the day. I remember that I got to my class, which was some type of a science class, I think. I sat next to one of my good friends, and when I got there, he asked me about the field trip. Then he showed me this Snapchat story that he had seen. It was a story that John had posted on his Snapchat. I hadn't seen it because I wasn't friends with John on Snapchat. Anyways, the post was of him sitting in the back of the bus, taking a selfie holding this old hat that he had stolen from the museum. The hat was in one of the exhibits, I remember, because one of the tour guides told a story about how it's really old and authentic. I couldn't believe that John had stolen it, but it also didn't surprise me knowing him. I talked with my friend about how John had pushed me into the exhibit and stuff. The next day at history class, our teacher had found out that somebody had stole the hat, but he didn't know who. Apparently, nobody else knew who did it either, besides me. When class started, our teacher told us how the museum told him somebody stole the hat, and they didn't know who. Our teacher then said that somebody had to step up and confess, but everyone was silent. Of course, I wasn't going to rat out John in front of everyone. I was planning to after class, though. After the teacher's speech, we resumed, and unfortunately, in the long class period, I forgot about telling the teacher how John had stolen it. I just moved on with my day and went to my next class. I'm not sure how many people had John on Snapchat, if anybody in the class even did at all. So, I remember that later on in the school day, I was at my locker putting my books away. Some other kid who I barely knew started calling my name. He was like halfway down the hall, and I knew who he was, but we were not friends. I had no idea why he was calling me, so I walked over to him. When I got there, he brought up how I had taken a spill at the museum, and he started laughing about it. I told him that John had pushed me, and he just thought it was so funny. So at that point, I just walked back over to my locker. After the next class, I went to my locker again, but when I got my other book, I saw the hat. That same stolen hat had been hidden behind my large science book in my locker. I realized then that John must have planted it there. It must have been when the other kid called me over. They probably were in on it together. Now John was trying to plant stolen goods on me. I didn't want to get in trouble or anything, and I was really angry. So I took the hat and went straight to my history teacher's classroom. When I got there, I told him the whole story. I was afraid that he wouldn't believe me, but thankfully he did. He knew that I was a pretty good student, and he knew that John wasn't. He also reported that one of the students had reported to him that she had seen John's Snapchat story. I gave the hat to him, and he returned it to the museum. I remember that John ended up getting suspended for a week for that. After that school year, John dropped out of our school. I'm glad that I didn't have to deal with him anymore. For some background, I'm a female, and this took place when I was in college. When I was a freshman, I remember that for one of my classes, we went on a field trip at night. We were going to be looking at the stars, and we're going at 9 p.m. I guess there was the spot a few miles from campus where you could get a really good view of the sky. It was a park, and the entire field trip was completely for extra credit, because obviously the professor didn't expect everybody to be able to make it that late. There were quite a few students in the class, and I cared a lot about my grades, so I decided to go. We met in this one parking lot on campus at about 8:45 p.m. The turnout was a lot more than I expected. There were probably about 25 of us students there, along with the professor. We boarded the bus, and it took us down to the park that was maybe 10 minutes away. Then we got off, and there was this park surrounded by several wooded areas. There was a large open field in the middle, though, and that's where the professor told us to meet. After he talked to us for a few minutes, we all started looking at the stars. We were free to walk around a little, but we also had worksheets to fill out. I started to walk around and do the assignment. About 10 minutes into it, and I was kind of on the edge near the trees. I remember hearing what sounded like a noise coming from just inside the woods. I looked over, and there was this guy creeping along the edge of the wood line. The man was not in our class, I knew that for a fact, and he was just kind of walking just inside the woods and looking at us. I just looked back and away from him and tried to continue. I thought it was kind of strange, but didn't really know what to make of it. A while later, though, I remember looking back to the woods again. The man was just standing there, just barely inside the woods, and facing me. He appeared to be looking right at me, and it was a little bit weird, so I moved away. I went closer to some other people and continued with the assignment. Things went on, but maybe 15 minutes or so after that, I saw the guy yet again. He was kind of standing just inside the grass, no longer in the woods. Once more, he appeared to be looking at me, which sort of creeped me out a little. However, I really wasn't that scared or anything, because I was with all these other people that were in my class. After a while longer, we were done for the day with the field trip. The professor gathered everybody around and then said that we were leaving. So we all walked back to the front of the park and to the parking lot. Then we boarded the bus. Except, as I was in line to get on the bus, I saw up ahead the man from the park who had been in the woods. He was like the second or third person on the bus, and I was wondering why he was getting on. I had been completely sure that he wasn't in the class. I started to second guess myself, thinking maybe the man was in our class, or maybe he did belong there. Perhaps he was in another class with the professor, or maybe he was with the group in some way. Nobody seemed to say anything to him, though. And why was he in the woods and staring at me so weird? I went and sat down on a seat pretty close to the front. I looked back, and it appeared as though the man had got on a seat in the complete back row. We took the ride back, and when we got to campus, we all got off the bus. Then all the students started to disperse. I was a freshman, so I lived in one of the freshman dorms and had walked there. It was about halfway across campus on the other side, so I began to walk back. By now, it was like 10 p.m., and there really weren't any other people out. A couple of other students from class walked near me for a while, but they went to one of the other dorm buildings. Then it was just me on the sidewalk walking back. However, I remember that I heard somebody behind me. I assumed it to be somebody else from the class. However, I felt the need to look over my shoulder, and I did. There, I saw the same man who had been in the woods and stuff. He was walking sort of far behind me by himself. I had never seen him on campus before, and the man did not look college age, he looked older. Obviously, people of all ages go to college, but this guy just didn't seem like a student. He had no backpack or anything, and I hadn't seen him with the worksheet we had for class. I was like 90% sure that he had just come out of the woods and hopped on our bus. How nobody seemed to notice him was beyond me. As I walked, he remained behind me, and I started to get nervous. I began walking faster. The man seemed to speed up as well. I knew that I just needed to get to my dorm building, because if he didn't live there, he wouldn't be able to enter. You needed a key fob to get in. I walked faster, going about as quick as I could without running. I could see my building, and it was just a ways up. During this time, the man stayed about 50 feet behind me or so. Finally, I reached my building. I quickly used my key to get in and made sure that the door shut behind me. Then I went through the lobby and to the stairs to go up quickly. My room was on the third floor, and it had a window looking out. I quickly went to my dorm room and then over to the window. I looked out and saw the man standing by the doors and trying to enter. I watched him start to loudly bang on the front door to the dorm building, which was not opening for him. He eventually stopped, but continued to stand around by the doors for a while. I think he was hoping that somebody else would leave and he could sneak in. Thankfully, nobody did. I looked over again about 10 minutes later and he was still there sitting on a bench. Finally, after a while, I looked and he was gone. I'm pretty sure that that man was up to no good, and I'm really glad that he didn't get in my dorm. This story happened many years ago when I was in high school. I live near Detroit, Michigan, and one day for my art class we had a field trip. We went to the Cranbrook Art Museum, which is a good destination for field trips around here. The art museum is really nice, and it's a cool area from what I remember. That was the only time that I went there, but when we arrived, there was a school and a museum and some other buildings. Around them was some other stuff, and it seemed like a campus almost. There were these winding roads with woods beside them, and a few walking trails as well. So, for my art class, we were going with a group of about 20 kids. We got to Cranbrook, and after getting off the bus, we went inside of the museum. It was an all-day field trip, so we were inside for a while. I remember that we got a break kind of towards the end, and we were allowed to go outside a little. I didn't have any really good friends in the class, so I went outside sort of by myself. I was just looking around at what was nearby, and I walked on a path a little ways. I was curious to see where it would go, so I crossed this street, and then the path sort of entered the woods. Nobody else was over there, and it seemed very quiet. I was planning to walk for maybe 5 minutes and then head back. Pretty much, I was just wandering around. However, as I walked through the woods, I heard this sound coming from off the path somewhere. It was a man's voice calling for help. It was weird because it was like he could hear me approaching, but he was off the path and in the woods. I couldn't see him from where I was, but when I came around the corner, I saw this guy emerging from the trees. When I saw him, he said that he needed help. The guy did not appear to work at the museum or be a teacher or anything, and he was much too old to be a student. He was just wearing a camouflage jacket and jeans. He told me to follow him, and he started to go into the woods. I didn't want to, though, and I asked why. He stopped and seemed annoyed, and he told me to just follow him. He then added that he had hurt his foot. I was confused. What did him hurting his foot have to do with me going into the woods? He told me to follow him again, and I walked a little bit closer. Then, suddenly, the man turned around and started to sprint towards me. My only reaction was to run away. I turned and started sprinting down the path back towards the street to get out of the woods. It wasn't that long of a ways, thankfully, and I was able to make it out. When I did, I heard the man laughing behind me. He did not leave the wooded area of the path, though. After that, I went back inside the building with the rest of my class, and stayed with them for the rest of the field trip. I didn't see the guy again, and I've always wondered who he was. Was he trying to be funny, or could it have been a possible abduction or robbery attempt or something like that? It gives me the creeps to think back on it. This happened a really long time ago. I was in high school, and for some class, we took a field trip to go hiking. I really don't remember what class that would have been, or why we took a field trip to go hiking. Maybe some gym class? I really don't know. I just know that I remember the actual field trip really well. In fact, it's probably something that I will never forget. So we went to this park that had a bunch of trails. Some parts passed by flat ground, and other parts went through some wooded areas. There were also ponds and some rocky terrain that the trails went through. I'm pretty sure that there were like 10 miles of trails in that park. So when we got there, my class started out together. People ended up splitting up though. I have no idea how the teacher was planning to find everyone and not lose a student in the massive park, but I know that I was kind of hiking on my own. I started out with a few kids in class that I was kind of friends with. However, at one point, for some reason, I stopped. I don't remember why, but they went one way and I went another. So I started hiking by myself, and I do remember that our teacher gave us these step counters. They were the kind that you just shake them and it counts your steps, and you clip them to your pants or something. So we were going to see at the end who got the most steps. That might have been why I went by myself. Anyways, I walked for a while, and I passed by this one interesting spot. There was a little pond to my right, and lots of trees around, but not really a woods. As I was walking past, I looked up and noticed something. There was a man sitting up in a tree. It was a really weird sight. It shocked me, and I almost jumped back when I saw him. The guy was wearing a hat and sunglasses and looking around. I thought maybe he was birdwatching or something and just really into it, so he went up in a tree. And he was honestly pretty hard to see at first. I mean, I'd been walking there for at least 15 seconds before I noticed him. But once you saw him, you saw him. I had to walk under the tree on the path to get past him. So after I did so, I continued. However, moments later, I heard movement in the tree and then heard the man getting down. He literally jumped out from way up in the tree. I glanced behind me and saw the man start to walk after me. That kind of made me nervous. This guy was already seeming a little strange. Why did he suddenly leave the tree after I had passed? I kept walking though, trying to ignore him. However, I soon heard his footsteps, like he was walking behind me. I saw the path turning up ahead, and then there was a spot where you could go left or right. Left was leading back more towards my class, so I took that way. I was really hoping that the man wouldn't do the same, but he did. After that is when I started jogging. This way I would get more steps anyways. So I went faster, and to my horror, it sounded like the guy behind me started jogging as well. I was not expecting that, but it forced me to go even faster. By now, I was running. I went down that path, turned again, and continued running. The good news is at least the man was not gaining on me. Eventually, I stopped hearing him altogether. He must have either not been that fast or in good shape, or just didn't really feel like chasing me that much. Either way, it was a huge relief. I kept going though, and I didn't feel completely safe until I saw other students. Then I was able to hang around them, and I did not want to walk by myself anymore. We walked around for a while longer. Maybe like 30 minutes to an hour later, I randomly saw the guy again. He was now off the trail, almost hiding behind a tree. I don't know how I saw him again, because other people didn't seem to notice. I ignored him though, and kept walking. I made sure to stick by other students for the rest of the day. Eventually, we were done with the hiking, and we had to meet back up towards the front of the park. Then we left and went back to school. I still think about that sometimes. Why did the guy follow me like that, and why was he even there in a tree? It was very strange. I remember that in fifth grade, my class went on a field trip to this nature park. I don't recall exactly which park it was, but it was probably like 20 minutes from my school. There was a walking path. But it wasn't really that long, and the park was not for hiking. It was more for looking at the waterfall and river that was there. There were different levels of elevation, and a lot of overlook places and stuff. So when we got there, I remember that we went to the building and somebody talked to us for a while. It was just my class of roughly about 30 kids and our teacher. We then walked around to the different places on some of the trails. Then after that, we had some time to walk around on our own and look at some spots. There was a kid that I was sort of friends with that I was kind of hanging out with. Well, while we were there, there wasn't really anybody else in the park other than our class. I did notice a few random people here and there, but not many. So after walking around and stuff and being there for probably an hour, I remember that I went off with my friend. We were just going to different places to see the views. I think we would be leaving to go back to the school in about 30 minutes or so. It was then when we were walking around that I saw this other kid around our age. However, he was not in our class. The kid kind of walked near my friend and I, but didn't say anything. I didn't really know anything about him, but I assumed that he was maybe there with his parents or something. My friend and I eventually walked off, and I remembered that the kid sort of followed us. He didn't walk real close, but he sort of trailed us a ways back. We walked around for a good 20 minutes, and every place that we went, the kid seemed to be a little ways behind us. It was kind of odd. We mostly just ignored him though. Eventually, it was time for us to meet back up with the rest of the class. So we went back over, and the teacher took attendance near the bus in the parking lot. Then we all started to get on the bus. It was at this time when I noticed the kid again. He was walking over from the other end of the parking lot. To my surprise, the kid walked right up behind me. I was one of the last kids to get in line on the bus, and my teacher, I think, was talking to another student a ways away. The kid blended right in and got on the bus with me. I was very confused, and I was really close to turning around and asking him who he was, but I didn't. So this kid then got onto the bus and proceeded to sit in the farthest seat in the back. I was shocked, and I'm 100% certain that he was not in my class. He didn't talk to anyone, and just got into his seat on the bus and didn't say anything. I went to a different seat, and we then went back to the school. After arriving back, everybody got off the bus. I purposely looked around to try to find the kid after getting off. When I did, I saw him exit the bus and then walk behind it away from the class. The rest of us had to go inside the school, and once in, the teacher took attendance again. The kid was obviously gone, and I was still trying to figure out why he rode on our bus. I went on with the school day and continued with my classes. Then after school, I got out and I left. This was probably just like an hour after we got back from the field trip. During this time, I would ride another bus home. When I left the school to catch my bus, I saw the kid again. He was standing around by a tree outside the school, but it looked like he was hiding behind it.
I honestly don't know what he was doing. We left after that. I never saw him again. To this day, that still puzzles me.